So I'm telling a younger friend of mine about a strange incident that took place back when I was 18. I don't recall exactly why I brought it up. It just happened to come up as we were talking. I mean, it was something that happened long ago, ancient history, on top of which I was never able to reach any conclusion about it. I'd already graduated from high school then, but wasn't in college yet, I explained. I was what's called an academic ronin, a student who fails a university entrance exam and is waiting to try again. Things felt kind of up in the air, I went on. But that didn't bother me much. I knew that I could get into a halfway decent private college if I wanted to. But my parents had insisted that I try for a national university, so I took the exam, knowing all along that it'd be a bust. And sure enough, I failed. The national university exam back then had a mandatory math section, and I had zero interest in calculus. I spent the next year basically killing time as if I were creating an alibi. Instead of attending cram school to prepare to retake the exam, I hung out at the local library, plowing my way through thick novels. My parents must have assumed that I was studying there. But hey, that's life. I found it a lot more enjoyable to read all of Balzac than to delve into the principles of calculus. At the beginning of October that year, I received an invitation to a piano recital from a girl who'd been a year behind me in school and had taken piano lessons from the same teacher as I had. Once, the two of us had played a short four-hands piano piece by Mozart. When I turned 16, though, I'd stopped taking lessons, and I hadn't seen her after that. So I couldn't figure out why she'd send me this invitation. Was she interested in me? No way. She was attractive for sure, though not my type in terms of looks. She was always fashionably dressed and attended an expensive private girls' school. Not at all the kind to fall for a bland, run-of-the-mill guy like me. When we played that piece together, she gave me a sour look every time I hit a wrong note. She was a better pianist than I was, and I tended to get overly tense. So when the two of us sat side by side and played, I bungled a lot of notes. My elbow bumped against hers a few times as well. It wasn't such a difficult piece, and moreover, I had the easier part. Each time I blew it, she had this "give me a break" expression on her face. And she'd click her tongue. Not loudly, but loud enough that I could catch it. I can still hear that sound even now. That sound may even have had something to do with my decision to give up the piano. At any rate, my relationship with her was simply that we happened to study in the same piano school. We'd exchange hellos if we ran into each other there, but I have no memory of our ever sharing anything personal. So suddenly receiving an invitation to her recital, not a solo recital, but a group recital with three pianists, took me completely by surprise. In fact, had me baffled. But one thing I had in abundance that year was time. So I sent out the reply postcard saying that I would attend. One reason I did this was that I was curious to find out what lay behind the invitation, if indeed there was a motive. Why, after all this time, send me an unexpected invitation? Maybe she had become much more skilled as a pianist and wanted to show me that. Or perhaps there was something personal that she wished to convey to me. In other words, I was still figuring out how best to use my sense of curiosity and banging my head against all kinds of things in the process. The recital hall was at the top of one of the mountains in Kobe. I took the Hankyu train line as close as I could, then boarded a bus that made its way up a steep, winding road. I got off at a stop near the very top, and after a short walk, arrived at the modest-sized concert venue, which was owned and managed by an enormous business conglomerate. I hadn't known that there was a concert hall here, in such an inconvenient spot, at the top of a mountain, in a quiet, upscale residential neighborhood. As you can imagine, there were plenty of things in the world that I didn't know about.